That's right, this is Track by Track, a follow-up to our back-to-back program, where on this show we go track by track into an album of our Artist of the Week. My name's Daryl Ong, and this week we're going to put the spotlight on Canadian band Arcade Fire and their third studio album, The Suburbs. One, two, three, four. The 2000s was a seminal decade for Canadian indie rock, with bands like Broken Social Scene, The New Pornographers and Hey Rosetta coming up, but among them all, head and shoulders above the rest was Montreal-based Arcade Fire, who would bask in the brighter spotlight and break into the music mainstream. Their third studio album, The Suburbs, earned them overwhelming praise and made them cult favourites. Very interesting story about this album was recorded in a 134-year-old church just outside of Montreal that was refurbished into a studio space. The band spent a bunch of time in that space recording the album, and The Suburbs runs just under 64 minutes long, but originally it was meant to be even longer. But even at 16 tracks, The Suburbs was at that time the longest Arcade Fire album to date. The album plays out like a summer weekend, a departure in terms of sound from the haunting and sometimes eerie sophomore album Neon Bible. On this album, they incorporate synthesizers and new wave dance beats, and the album went on to change the complexion of indie rock. Although the band didn't really invest heavily in marketing, The Suburbs went on to debut at number one on the Billboard album chart, and its release that will not only earn them praise but awards recognition in the form of a Grammy for Album of the Year. That year, they beat out the likes of Eminem, Lady Gaga, and even Katy Perry. That win made Arcade Fire the first independent act to ever win that Grammy award. For The Suburbs, they also won a Juno and Polaris Music Prize for Best Album, and it's one that's inspired by members Wynn and Will Butler's upbringing in a Houston suburb. It's not so much a tribute to the area, but of tales of wasted youth, corruption, and the responsibilities of adulthood. Let's get into the album opener and the title track, which, like mentioned, talks about suburban living and how comforting yet isolating that feeling can be. This is Arcade Fire and the album opener from The Suburbs. Here's the album's title track. Stay tuned, only here on BFM 89.9.
So sure.
second track off Arcade Fire's seminal third studio album, The Suburbs. And that was the track Ready to Start, and aptly the first tune that the Canadians wrote on the album. They performed the song at the 2011 Grammy Awards immediately after winning Album of the Year. This week on Track by Track, we're going through Arcade Fire's third studio album, The Suburbs, and that Grammy win was one of the more monumental and legendary moments in Grammy's history. The band themselves couldn't believe it when Barbara Streisand announced their name, beating mainstream heavyweights. As surprised as the band was, so was the audience watching at home, many of whom were hearing the name Arcade Fire for the first time. Back then, indie rock artists seldom gained recognition at the Grammys, let alone win Album of the Year. A Tumblr blog titled Who is Arcade Fire surfaced. Rosie O'Donnell, of all people, tweeted that she never heard of the band. And while all this discourse about Arcade Fire was happening, The Suburbs climbed from number 52 to number 12 on the Billboard 200 2 weeks after the ceremony. Alongside this sudden attention, Arcade Fire simultaneously sparked confusion and experienced commercial success. Here's track 3 from Suburbs, that winning album, the second single and one of the record's dreamier tunes. This one sees Arcade Fire revert to their more refined indie rock side, with subtle electric guitar riffs intertwined with an acoustic guitar. This is one that critiques the idealized life of this modern man. You know, getting a job, keeping up with the traditional lifestyle. It's a very common theme that many artists incorporate into their work. However, Arcade Fire does this almost seamlessly without coming off as aggressive. Check this one out, Arcade Fire, Modern Man, right here on BFM 89.9.
Do
FM 89.9, you tune in to Track by Track. My name's Daryl Ong, and that was track 4 from The Suburbs from Arcade Fire, and that was the tune Rococo. That was among one of the most challenging tracks to record on The Suburbs, inspired by band member Regine Chassaigne's Haitian heritage and the island's brutal French colonial history. Rococo is actually a style of architecture, decoration, and furniture making in France, and Regine specifically asked for the strings to sound like mosquitoes attacking Frenchmen wearing fancy clothes in the jungle. This is Track by Track, and this week we are diving into Arcade Fire's third studio album and Grammy-winning album, The Suburbs. And we're on to track 7 now. This next one sees Regine taking over lead vocal duties and one of the band's most dreamy and beautiful songs to date. This one features a repeating string section, which wouldn't sound out of place at a royal ballet. The next two tracks is actually the centerpiece of the album, which explores the idea of growing up and seeing the suburbs in a different light. Here it is, track 7 from The Suburbs. This is Arcade Fire and Half Like One, only here on Track by Track, BFM 89.9.
Thank you. is gone. I guess I'll just pack it in. Wanna wash away my sins in the presence of my friends.
Track 8 from the Suburbs, that was Arcade Fire and Half Light 2, No Celebration. A very interesting one, a track that introduced a new doom-laden hint of electronica into Arcade Fire's really huge arsenal of musical armory, and it continues a theme of transition from youth to adulthood, following up Half Light 1 that's louder and more grand in scale as it explores the pains of moving from one's childhood home. This is Track by Track. My name's Daryl Ong. This week we're going into Arcade Fire's third studio album, The Suburbs, and the band has always been an album band. All the songs on this album connect to each other. They think of an album as a cohesive project rather than a collection of singles. For The Suburbs, they decide to employ a retro analog approach to recording, even though they would eventually need it to be digital. It was mixed on a 40s console with vacuum tubes, and the tracks were mastered first to a 12-inch lacquer before being transferred back to a digital format. The result was that the CD and digital versions that we hear of today is as close to a vinyl quality sound as possible. On to track 9 now, from the Suburbs, a song that's mainly about Wynn Butler's old friend, where this next one is also the main theme of their short film Scenes from the Suburbs. This is track 9, Arcade Fire, and the track Suburban War, right here on Track by Track, BFM 89.9. Right, this is Track by Track on BFM 89.9. My name is Darryl Ong, and this week on the program, we've been diving into Arcade Fire's third studio album and Grammy-winning album, The Suburbs. And we're on to the tail end of the album now, and a tune that almost ended up as a straight up synth song. This next one is track 12 from the album, and in the interview, the frontman Wynn Butler talks about the evolution of this next number. It's called Deep Blue. They finished it as a total synth song, and they were kind of lukewarm about it, so the version that landed on the album was, in his words, a balance between the demo and the synth quality. This next one is the band's post-apocalyptic take on the decline of human creativity in an increasingly mechanized world. In particular, this next one, Deep Blue, is inspired by the chess-playing supercomputer developed by IBM that defeated chess grandmaster Garry Kasparov in 1996. Track 12 from The Suburbs, this is Arcade Fire and Deep Blue, right here on Track by Track, BFM 89.9.
Here, in my place and time, and here in my own skin, me by standing under the night sky. Tomorrow means nothing. I
Yeah, that was track 13 from The Suburbs and the first single from the album. That was Arcade Fire with the track We Used to Wait. My name's Daryl Ong, and this week on Track by Track, we've been diving into Arcade Fire's seminal release, The Suburbs, and we're asking you on the program, what's your favorite Arcade Fire album or song? You can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. We're down to one more track for this evening, the album closer, but if you'd like to revisit this episode or our previous show, Back to Back, where we explored their discography outside The Suburbs, you can head over to our website real soon, www.bfm.my for the podcast. My name's Daryl Ong, and on to the album closer now, the last track from The Suburbs, and this one's named after a book, Mountains Beyond Mountains, the title of a 2003 book by author Tracy Kidder about the life of anthropologist Paul Farmer. Paul Farmer would then go on to form the non-profit healthcare organization Partners in Health, which of course Arcade Fire have teamed up with. This one's led by Regine Chassin, and the album closer, this is Arcade Fire, and a beautiful one called Sprawl 2, Mountains Beyond Mountains. This has been Track by Track. Join us again next week, only here on BFM 89.9. Good night. Just things and just